It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junk Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You score 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. Hey, Mike Marr, can you do me a huge favor? Can you scour through Drabby's office, see if there's a sugar-free Don't Sleep Energy lying around and slam that thing in a freezer? Because I could certainly use one.
You got to bed at what, 1:30?
About 1, but I had the worst fractured sleep of all time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, your pal is on fumes.
You felt horrible last night.
Last night? I feel horrible.
Well, I know you feel bad
right now. But so does Valdez.
No, he feels a lot better.
He's richer.
Well, he made money, but he stayed up later than I did. He had less sleep than this guy.
He's going to be asleep. What time, Valdez, will you get home today?
Well, we have a new episode of Bit Season coming out today that I got to record after the show.
Yeah.
All right. So you probably won't get home till 2?
I'm recording Nap Season at about noon. First ever
two-ish
episode.
Yeah, probably. But but around that time, it's hard for me to take a nap, especially when I'm cranking Don't Sleeps.
No. You're not going to nap then, no. You're just going to go to bed early.
Oh, yeah. I'll be in bed by 7:30, 8.
Mm. Cakes is going to be out late tonight.
So are you.
You know what? I think I'm a little overscheduled. I'll be honest. Last night, the Cakes Classic, which I love. It's great. Tonight, Wizards game. So I'm driving back down into D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, Altcast, drive back into D.C.
I know you won't do it. That's why you sit back, get on the metro, and you relax.
I'll never do that. Saturday, day of rest. And then Sunday, hopefully go see Ovi pot the record-breaking goal in Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot for my schedule.
You know, I was going to say, it would still be cool. I know you want to see him break it. And by the way, this is the official start of the sports page.
Very good.
I know you want to see him break it in New York, but it would be cool to see him tie it as well.
Actually, like any goal leading up, like, of course you want the historic ones,
yes.
But if I see
but if he doesn't score tomorrow night,
893 or 894, I'm cool with any of them.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I'm a witness to history, or potentially will be.
My dad told me last night. I didn't realize this, but he took the entire family to 2131.
Okay,
and he went to the ticket office and he said, if there's no rainouts, it's going to happen on this day, and he got 4 tickets that face the warehouse. So you can see the banners drop and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He got offered $1,200 a ticket and turned it down.
Jeez.
Mm. One of that core memory.
Yeah, and that was in 95.
Yeah, you know what? Good forecasting by your dad.
How far in advance did he get the tickets?
He went to the box office like
the very beginning of the season.
Yeah, as soon as it opened up, and he said, and he did all the calculations, and he said, September, whatever. If there's no rainouts, it's going to happen on this day.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Papa Valdez just regaling me with all the stories of his travels and his exploits during retirement. It just sounds amazing. It sounds so great. Yeah. All he's doing is traveling.
He's enjoying life.
He's going to Hilton Head all the time, or he's just spending a week in Ocean City, or he's taking a cruise with Mama Valdez. I mean, the world is literally his oyster. Or he's going up to the Borgata to see Flops. I mean, that guy is living the life.
JP would love
good
this.
For him.
I told you about my buddy Andy and his wife, Sonia, who took a two-week cruise. They flew from D.C. to L.A. No, I'm sorry, San Francisco.
Okay.
Took a boat from San Francisco to Hawaii. Took 5 days to get to Hawaii.
Okay.
They were in Hawaii for, call it, 3 or 4 days, seeing different islands. Then they took the boat to Mexico. They were in Mexico for the last, I want to say, 2-3 days. So I think their boat is now back on his way back north to San Francisco. He comes back on Saturday. That's a long, JP would love it. That's a long-ass time to be in the middle of the ocean.
How rich?
2 weeks.
How rich is that guy? That sounds like an expensive trip.
Well, it was their 30th wedding anniversary.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're not rich. I mean, they do fine.
Well, I'll tell you
but
this.
They're not overly wealthy.
I have a 30th wedding anniversary approaching. Yep. My wife and I
know you're not doing that.
Well, we're taking a trip, but it ain't that lavish. I can tell you that at this
and
point.
And they flew first class.
Don't know yet. Still TBD.
Cruises aren't as expensive as you'd think.
No.
They can be somewhat of a bargain.
That I'm sure of, but they flew first class.
Yeah. That's not a bargain.
That was probably 3K, maybe 4K round trip.
I mean, it just depends.
Easily, I would guess.
Probably at that. Well, anyway, they probably spent more on the first class tickets than the cruise.
Having never flown first class ever, or even anything close to it, I have a hard time telling you what that should cost.
It's probably $1,500 a ticket, if not more.
I would guess at least.
Probably maybe two. Yeah, I'd have to check. But anyway, so. I was thinking about JP because JP loves cruises. You would be okay with a 2-week cruise, right? You would do that cruise.
Yeah. You would. Look, take here's I get ads for these cruises. Here's one: 7 nights, $1,619. Now that's the lowest.
Yeah,
and it's got an asterisk next to it. I'm sure
you're staying in a broom closet.
All right, well they were
like
double
the
that.
Smallest stateroom ever
because they were two. They were 2 weeks.
You're in the utility room.
So they were 14 nights.
You didn't read. You're actually
what
serving
is seven
people
nights
at the buffet
Atlantis.
Line.
Oh, I understand.
7 nights in Atlantis is like 5 times that.
Oh, I agree.
You have to double as a bosun.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Are you want to try to take some calls? It's open on Thursday. Well, the sports page.
Yeah, real quick. Buzz Williams was officially, the Buzz Williams era officially started yesterday, introduced at Xfinity. You know, a bunch of guys were there. Obviously, all the coaches were there. The acting AD, Colleen Sorum, was there. Daryl Pines, the school president, Gary Williams was there. Juan Dixon was there.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have some audio to play. We can go to the call first if you want.
No, let's
just get to the audio of Gary and Juan talking about Buzz.
We were here for decades. I know Terps fans are a little worried now with how Coach Willard left. How can you maybe assure them that Buzz Williams and maybe conversations you've had with him so far wants to be here and wants to be here for decades?
Well, first of all, this place is bigger than any coach, you know, that ever coached here. And that's not going to change. And I think this is a place where you can have the rest of your career here. And I think Buzz is looking at this place as that type of job. And, you know, he's won, the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Big East, and the Southeastern Conference. So to win in the Big Ten is hard, but he's proven that he has the ability to win at that level.
You definitely have.
You want to Gary.
You want to throw Juan in there?
Yeah, I want to hear
just
from
let
Juan.
Me know.
I want to show support. You know, Colleen, Dr. Pons, the support staff. We got it right. You know, Coach Williams is going to uplift this program, get it back to the level we need on a consistent basis. And I just want to come here along with Coach Williams and former Terps that was here, student athletes, supporters, to come show support for Coach Buzz to let him know that we're here and we got his back.
Before I get to another real question, how weird is it to say Coach Williams?
Yeah, that's funny. It's funny. And they're very similar in many ways in their coaching styles. Both dress very well. They're both very intense on the sideline, coach with a ton of passion, and they motivate their guys. and their guys play hard and they're tough. So it's ironic, you know, Buzz Williams, Gary Williams, but I'm sure it's going to work out the same way for Coach Buzz.
Coach Locks was there. Brenda Freeze was there. John Tillman, the lacrosse coach, was there. Matt Swope, the baseball coach, was there. Isn't Matt Swope the math dude?
Yes.
Yeah. Andrew Valman, track and field coach. Adam Hughes, the volleyball coach. Kelly Hovland, women's golf coach, was there.
Wow, so they're all rallying around.
All
them.
The big coaches were there of all the sports. Cool.
Did you see the picture that went viral from the introduction?
I don't think he's
holding the jersey with, I think, Dr. Pines and I forget who else. And he's holding it up, and it says the front of the jersey. And then they showed Willard's introductory press conference, and he has the back of it where it says Willard.
You know what? I like that. That Buzz is about the name on the front of the jersey and not the name on the back.
And Kevin Willard did some sort of a Zoom interview yesterday. I'm not sure who that was with. I'm not sure what time that came down. But he was talking about, you know, the Maryland reaction, the fans, the media reaction. I didn't really understand what Willard was talking about.
He basically said, get over it.
He did. He said, get over it. But I didn't understand leading up to
just
what he was saying.
Already, dude.
He was just, he was all over the place. But anyway.
I don't care about that person anymore. Okay.
You don't want to talk? Should I not mention the name Willard anymore?
I only want to hear about the negative exploits. I just want to know about Villanova L's.
Okay. I mean, that guy like drew everybody into all his drama, all his bitching and moaning. And then, you know, a day or two later, people still might have a few questions, and he wants everybody just to move on. I mean, go screw yourself.
I hope I drive by him on the way to Long Island, and he's changing a flat tire on the side of the road. I know he would never do that because he's rich, and he would call somebody else to do it.
Stubs his toe on the side of his bed in this
every
morning.
Night. Every night.
Hold on, now I have to look up the Willard holding the jersey.
I'll try and find it for you.
I'm trying to find it, too. Because that, man, why would Willard show the back of the jersey?
Because they gave it to him with his name. Yeah.
Because,
I mean, people are making a mountain out of a molehill.
Because he's selfish, That's why.
Making it all about him.
Well, just to be fair, if someone gave a jersey with Bickle on the back, you would show Bickle to the photogs.
Yeah, I guess.
We all would.
Well, you don't think it said Williams on the back of his, but he just showed the front?
I don't know if it did.
Who knows? I know that we were presented jerseys one time, and it said 106.7.
The worst jerseys ever. I remember those. I won't say who gave them to us, because we might be going to a game with their organization tonight.
Anyway, so that happened yesterday. I know we got some calls, but real quick, Chris Beard, current coach at Ole Miss, who's being courted by, obviously, A&M needs a coach ASAP. He says, nope, I'm staying. He's going to get a pay raise. It's going to get more NIL stuff.
How great must that feel when a team that's in your conference, they have a vacancy, and then all your administration wants to do is give you a big fat raise just to retain you.
Yep.
You just have the hammer on them.
Don't go. Stay here.
Here's an extra $1.5 million added to your salary every year.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Okay,
I do see the picture, and he's definitely just showing Willard.
Yeah, because he's
not showing the Terps.
He loves him some Kevin Willard.
You know what? I buy into it. There's something to it. Making it all about him. All right, let's go to Chris in Nashville. Chris, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Been listening since Nights in 1998.
Thank you, sir.
That's very cool, man. I have to say, I don't think I said this on the show, did I? When I was in Atlanta, I was walking around. You got to understand, there's 220 volleyball courts, okay?
I can't even process how many
that
is.
Well, just imagine like some of the biggest convention centers in the country.
Sure.
Okay? 220 volleyball courts and like thousands of people. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of meandering just wandering around
shuffling.
A little bit, just kind of like looking for a hot dog or something.
Right.
And a guy out of the corner of my ear or whatever, I hear a guy go, "E-bizzle," and of course I look over, and it's a guy from Oklahoma,
okay,
who's never lived in D.C., who listened to the show when we were on in Wichita, and he said, "E-bizzle, big fan." Listen every day. And I go, well, when did you live in D.C.? He goes, I never lived in D.C. I've listened for 27 years.
How does he know what you look like?
I don't know. Podcast, YouTube.
You act like our pictures aren't out there?
I mean, I don't know.
We have social media.
I know. He has zero sleep. You got to give him he has botch amnesty.
I just still thought it was shot. It's kind of like when Jason was at the Tigers game and a guy recognized his voice. That's even better.
That's years ago.
But usually when people recognize you, they at least live in the area.
That was this a boomer, that was a boomer comment by me. I apologize.
So, Chris,
I
you used to live in D.C. though.
Yeah, I grew up in Northern Virginia.
Gotcha.
Out 66.
Got it. It's very cool. Anyway, I really appreciate it. What's up, man?
No, absolutely, absolutely. So now I'm in Nashville. I work for a software company, a technology company. I was on a Zoom call with a lady, and the company's based out of Reston. So I was building rapport with her, and I was talking DC sports, and I was like, "Yeah, I still listen to the Sports Junkies every for 4 hours every morning." And she's like, "Sports Junkies, is that Jason Bishop?" And I said, "I was like, yeah, EB, JP Cakes." And she's like, "Yeah, he used to come into my bank," and so she's with a media company now. But she said he used to come into my bank. He was so nice, so humble, like you'd never know that he was like a media personality. And then she said he would deposit checks, ding. He would check his balances, ding. And then she finished by saying, yeah, like he is a great part of the community.
Pillar of the community.
You could tell he loves his family. So anyway, I know it's a running theme with him being bummed out. So yeah. I just want to pump his tires.
Hey, you know what, Chris, you bring up a good point. How does Jason Bishop not have an active bank endorsement at this point?
He really should.
I mean, the guy loves the bank.
He loves the bank.
You love the bank more than anybody.
I know. I really should.
You should have a bank endorsement.
And I've got relationships at two pretty big banks, I don't know what to say.
I mean, I should be stumping for my own endorsements.
I know Main Street Bank is a big sponsor.
Sure.
But
that's true.
I would be open to it.
Sure. But you should have a bank endorsement. I know that the show has them as a whole, but you specifically should have your own. Well, that's a no-brainer.
There you go, Jason.
Thanks for the call, brother.
You made an impact.
Thank you, Chris.
Whatever bank.
Thank you for listening in Smashville. We appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy.
You got to be nice to people you see all the time. He was at that bank all the time.
He was there all the time. He used to always talk about the women that worked there. Like, he knew all their names.
I still go to two banks pretty much, I don't know, three or four times a month.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, probably once a week.
I don't think I've been inside a bank in, I don't know, 2 years, three years.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Why would I ever go?
I like it.
I had to go inside the bank because my ATM card was actually going for the wrong account. I was like, why is there no money? And it was like my dead book account.
I haven't had an ATM card in a dozen years. I just have been lazy and haven't gotten one.
I just feel like I'm just raw meat I'm just waiting for...
For Val Kilmer to burst in with his big-ass gun?
Yeah, it's some guy with a mask come in. I hate being in the bank.
Yeah, but I think you're okay. I think the chances of being involved in a bank heist and you being on the premises, so low.
Probably low.
About the same as getting attacked by a shark.
But bank robberies do happen
they do
every day.
True.
all the time.
But just take it for granted
there
that
when
you're
it happens
be safe.
Is probably not going to be the case.
Well, especially when I don't go.
If you're not at the bank, it's never going to happen.
I don't know how people.
Oh, this music is so good.
I don't know how people work there, like the guys that are just like doing the loans or whatever, and they're just in the regular offices.
Right.
How are you not just like wearing a diaper?
We're not here for your money. Your money's fully insured.
Not everybody is filled with fear all the time.
Fear.
They just live
reality.
Their life.
I gotta know.
Well, the reality is the probability. Is that it's never going to happen to you.
Oh, I don't know if that's true. If you're a longtime bank employee, you're probably going to get robbed. You're going to be a part of it.
I know,
there.
But it's not going to happen to you. You're never going to be in a bank.
Well, I'm not going to be there. Yeah,
because you don't go to banks.
Just be sure to listen. If you work in the bank, listen to the robber. Follow all of his demands, or else you're going to get pistol whipped in the head. That's what I've
that's right.
That's what I've gleaned from the movie.
Don't lie to him and tell him you don't have the key to
then,
the safe.
Yeah, it's not great. It's not going to end up
Which
great
one's
for you?
The one where Clive Owen was kind of living in the
Inside
bank?
Inside Man.
Inside Man,
I love that one.
Spike
good
Lee
one.
Joint, I believe.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
He pummels it, but
it's a little
decent.
Obtuse for me. I prefer The Town because you really got to think on Inside Man. The Town is more straightforward, personally.
Hey, real quick, before we go to break, the Nats lose again yesterday, day game up there in Toronto. They get swept. They scored a total of 7 runs in the 3-game sweep.
How did Dylan Cruz do?
He went over. He didn't strike out, but he went over. He actually
hit a great catch.
He made a great catch.
Maybe he's
almost
a great fielder.
Almost made 2 great catches. He dropped a ball hitting the wall in right center. Had in his glove for a split second. Ended up dropping it, but threw a great ball to cut off, and they got the runner at home. Although I thought he was under the tag, but they called him out. And then he made another great catch in that same inning. He went 0-for-3, still batting zeros, but he didn't strike out. He hit a line drive right to the shortstop in the second inning, I believe, second or third. So he hit the ball hard, but he's still over. And they lost 4-2, and they can't hit.
Don't forget, it's an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. You can call us at 800-636-1067. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.